Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast where we rip out a page from the history books every day. Today is December 5th, 2019. The day was December 5th, 1952. A dense layer of fog descended on London and covered the city for 5 days. The fog ended up killing thousands of people in what was the worst air pollution disaster in the United Kingdom. It was a particularly chilly time in the misty city of London since an anticyclone had caused cold, stagnant air to become trapped below warm air. Though factories had been moving out of the city and smog was not an issue as frequently as it once was, businesses and households still used a lot of coal. Fog mixed with sulfur dioxide and smoke that came from smokestacks, chimneys, and vehicles. Since smog and anticyclones happened relatively frequently in London, residents did not think much of the polluted fog. But the temperature inversion made it so that the smog could not rise, trapping it near the ground. And there was no wind to carry the smog away from the city. The smog began to get thicker, and it smelled of sulfur. It limited visibility to the point that people couldn't see their own feet. Because drivers were unable to navigate, transportation was brought to a halt. The London Underground could still operate, but boat traffic, flights, and trains could not. Emergency vehicles had difficulty getting through the city streets, leaving many people to walk to get help and crime rates to rise. Children stayed home from school and sporting events were canceled. Because the smog made its way into buildings, indoor events like plays and concerts were also canceled. The smog lifted on December 9th when wind carried the smog away from the city into the North Sea. But the smog had been lethal. As people inhaled the toxic smog, they died of bronchitis and pneumonia. The elderly, children, and people who already had respiratory issues were particularly at risk of complications or death due to the smog. Many people choked to death or died of heart failure as they struggled to breathe. Animals died or became ill because of the smog. Around 4,000 people died in the immediate aftermath of the incident. But in the months after the smog, the death rate remained high as thousands more people than normal died because of the smog's effects. An estimated 12,000 people died due to the toxic smog. The devastation that the fog caused made clear the impact of air pollution. Still, government officials did not treat the issue with urgency. Some thought legislating cleaner air was unnecessary and alarmist. Some were worried about how expensive it would be to implement cleaner fuels, and some denied that smog caused the high death rate. It took an investigative committee to push the government to act. In 1956, the British government passed the Clean Air Act, which restricted the burning of coal in urban areas and authorized the establishment of smoke-free areas. Homeowners were also offered grants that would allow them to switch from coal heating systems to alternative systems that used oil, natural gas, or electricity. Even though smog caused more disasters in the following years, air pollution in London eventually improved as people converted from coal, and the Great Smog of London increased public awareness of pollution-related issues. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. You can find us on social media at TDIHC Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You can also shoot us an email at thisday@iheartmedia.com. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. We'll be back tomorrow with another one.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the great American race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.